製造商。 God is kind of like a manufacturer. 因為製造商呢,譬如你買個新嘅汽車翻嚟, let's say you buy a brand new car. 那個車房呢,就話你聽呢,行咗50米,500,5000米呢,就要換油啊,洗隔塵網啊,水箱要入水. And you know, they tell you after 5,000 kilometers, you know, you have to change the oil and you should clean the filters and put water in the radiator. 但是你买了个车回来,你说,哎,我不用理他呢,我就不喜欢这么麻烦,我不换油,我不加水. But you say, man, that, I don't like these rules, I don't like these regulations, I'm not going to change the oil, I'm not going to put water in the radiator. 那你走了一段时间,会发生什么事? And after a while driving your car, what's going to happen? 你的车就会坏,你的车会走不动啊。 甚至你不放水,水箱就爆了. You know, your car is going to break down, it's not going to work. If you don't put water in the radiator, you know, even the radiator is going to crack. 如果你不加油,加些鬼油,可能引擎都会裂开的. And if you don't put oil in the engine, then it's going to crack the engine block. 所以这些说明书,即是我们买新东西回来,要按照说明书来做,是不是? And so when we buy something new, we have to go according to the regulations in the manual. 那神呢,给我们生命呢,有个说明书. And God has given us a manual for living. It's called the Bible. 是圣经的. 那我们按照神的计划做呢,我们可以幸福平安. And if we go according to the regulations that God's put in His Word, then we can have blessings and peace. 但如果我们是不按神的方法做呢,当神讲的说话呢,就,我不用理,我们会遇到很多的问题. And if we just go our own way and say, I don't need to listen to God, then we'll find that we have a lot of trouble. 今天在15章的时候呢,我们会继续看神的爱. And here in chapter 15, we're going to see that God continues to love His people. 因为上个星期,我们看到以色列人做错. And last week we saw that the children of Israel, they made a major mistake. 他不敢入迦南地,跟着他自己闪敢入去,跟着打输仗. And last week we saw that they were not willing to go into the land of promise, and then they went presumptuously when God told them not to, and they lost in a major battle.
他这个是一个大罪,
and this was a major sin. 但是在15章刚刚发生了这件事之后呢,我看到神给他三个怜悯,三个恩典. But here in chapter 15, after they've made this major sin, this major mistake, we see that God gives them three blessings, three mercies, or three graces.
那我们看到神真的很爱他的,三个恩典是什么?
What are these three graces that, or mercies that God is giving them? 他虽然他是决定做错,但是仍有将来的盼望. And although they made a major mistake, they still have hope for the future. 虽然他做错,他仍有宽恕的机会. Although they made a mistake, there is still room for forgiveness.
虽然他是做错,他仍有内心的提醒.
And even though they made a mistake, they still have an inner spirit to lead them on.
我们看15章第1节至第3节,
and let's look in 15 verse 1 to 3.
耶和华对摩西说,你晓谕以色列人说,你们到了我所赐给你们居住的地,若 愿意从牛群、羊群中取牛羊作火祭，献给耶和华。无论是燔祭、是平安祭，为要还特许的愿，或是作甘心祭，或是奉你们节期献的，都要奉耶和华为馨香之祭。我们读到这里一起祈祷。
Let's pray. 主耶稣,我们感谢你,今天我们从你的话语看到,你是爱我们的,你给我们很多的恩典, 好似呢個經文裏邊俾我哋三個大嘅恩典，我哋求主咧去特別使用孩子去將你嘅話語釋放出嚟。我哋多謝主聽我哋禱告，奉耶穌名求 ，Amen。我喺呢度睇到第一個恩典，就係佢仍有將來嘅盼望。And here we see that they still have hope for the future， 因為喺十五章一開始咧就係佢係已經喺曠野裏邊嘅。And when they start in chapter 15, they're already in the wilderness. 佢要有四十年喺曠野嘅裏邊 ，and they must spend 40 years in the wilderness. 咁啊，呢個四十年嘅時間咧，就係聖經裏邊其實好沉默嘅。And you know about this 40 years in the wilderness, the Bible doesn't say very much. 係只有幾章喺民數記裏邊，但係冇話我哋聽嗰啲嘅事件係咩時候發生嘅，即係喺四十年嘅裏邊嘅。You know, there are only a few instances here in Numbers that we'll be looking at in the next couple of weeks that talk about what happened during those 40 years. And we don't really know what time in the 40 years that they happened. So, 可以話呢啲嘅事件只不過係某啲嘅事，大部分四十年嘅歷史咧就係我哋唔知發生咩事。And so God just tells us a few of the things that happened. Most of what happened during the 40 years is silent. We don't know. 所以你可以話咧，即係好似嗰四十年咧，對以色列人咧係一個浪費嘅時間。And you can say that the 40 years for the children of Israel was a wasted time， 因為喺嗰四十年咧，佢係遠離神。Because in that 40 years time, they walked away from God. 因為喺聖經話我哋聽，當佢真係入到迦南美地，佢終於係獻翻祭。Because the Bible says when they finally went back into the promised land, that's when they started sacrifice again. 當佢咧就喺四十年嘅時候咧，佢冇係過逾越節，佢入到迦南地先過逾越節。You know, while they were in the wilderness, they didn't celebrate the Passover. It wasn't until they went into the promised land that they celebrated the Passover. 所以嗰四十年係一個浪費嘅時間。And you could say, from one point of view, that the 40 years was a wasted time. 弟兄姊妹，你有冇試過覺得你嘅生命咧有啲時間好似浪費時間？Have you ever felt that you're wasting time? 你話我唔知我做緊乜嘢，好似即係好多時間，好多個光陰係浪費嘅。It's like, man, I don't know what's going on. I'm just wasting my time here. 話你聽，神有個應許，有個恩典。But God has a blessing. 因為神話咧，完咗四十年之後，仲有盼望。Because God says, after that 40 years, there's still hope. 因為咧，佢話當你去到美地嘅時候，當你去迦南美地，神係講得好肯定，你要去。Because God says here that when you go into the promised land, it's assured, it's positive, you will go to the promised land. 呢個好似浪費時間嘅光景會過去。This time that seems to be wasted, it will pass.你仲有盼望係繼續向前 ，there's still hope to keep going forward。喺神嘅裏邊冇浪費嘅 ，you know in God there is no wasted time。可能神要我哋經歷一啲嘅嘢，可能神要我哋學到一啲嘅嘢，絕對唔係浪費。You know sometimes God wants us to learn, sometimes God has things He wants to teach us. It's not a waste。當時發生可能你會覺得係浪費，但係神有佢計劃。Maybe while you're going through it, you feel like it's a waste. But God has a reason for it. 神有計劃，當我哋按照神嘅計劃行嘅，絕對平安。And God has a plan for your life, and as you follow in that plan that God has for you, He will keep you in perfect peace.
你要睇得到呢，神俾佢有呢個嘅盼望，都要入迦南地。
And so God gives them that hope that they will go in to the promised land. 同我跳到十七節同埋十九節 ，Let's look at verse 17 to verse 19。耶和華對摩西說：你曉如以色列人說，你們到了我所領你們進去的那地，吃那地的糧食，就要把舉祭獻給耶和華。留意下十八節，再講一次，你們到我領你去那地。 Look again at verse 18. It says, when I take you, or when I lead you into that place.
所以神是再一次强调呢，是一定要带领他去到迦南美地。
And so God is telling them again, reassuring them, I'm taking you into the promised land.
第一节是这样说,18节又是这样说。
In verse 1 it says that, or verse 2, and verse 18 it says that.
这个非常有意思。
And this is very meaningful. 因为表示神是仍然爱他,表示神是被恩典他。 Because it shows that God still loves them, and that God still gives them grace.
他是犯错,但神没放弃。
They committed a major sin, but God did not give up on them.
好感谢主,有时我们做错的,但神没放弃。
And sometimes we commit sins, but God doesn't give up on us.
神说还有盼望。
你今天有没有盼望? Do you have hope today? 你的盼望在哪里? And where is your hope?
如果你的盼望在物质的社会里面,我想你会失望。
If your hope is in this material world, you're going to be very disappointed.
股市是这样跌,
the stock market keeps going down every day.
昨天听到新闻,汇丰银行又裁1000个员工, 有些员工是中等管理阶层, 裁新闻说他的人工是10万元一个月。 有財那些大部分是準備退休的,剛剛入職,還有做投資顧問那些。
Last night on the news it said that the Hong Kong Shanghai Bank is laying off 1,000 employees in Hong Kong. Some of them had $10,000 salaries a month.
$100,000, yeah, sorry, $100,000, yeah.
that's a lot of money.
你的盼望在工作可能会失望，你的盼望在投资肯定会失望，你的盼望在一些物质上会失望。我们的盼望要在神的里面。
If you put your hope in the stock market, you put your hope in your investments, you put your hope in your job, you're going to be disappointed. We need to put our hope in Jesus Christ.
神给他一个盼望。 到你去到那天,你有得去。
When you get there, you will get there. 因为神是给我们盼望。
15章可以说给我们看一个很重要的道理, 就是就算我们延迟神的福气, 但是不能破坏神的计划。
And in chapter 15, there's a major theme that comes out that says, that even if we delay God's blessing, we cannot destroy God's purpose.
就算我们延迟神的福气,不能拦阻神的计划。
Even if we delay God's blessing, we cannot destroy God's purpose.
觉得挺好。 你留意一下呢,以色列人要回去旷野。
And God says that they're going to go back into the wilderness, but they will come back to the promised land.
在这个讲的字眼,神讲到好像已经是去到美地一样。
And here as you look at the words that God uses, it's like God's talking like it's already happened, like they are already in the promised land.
因为在神的里面,当他说要发生, 从他的角度已经当是发生了。
Because when God says it's going to happen, from his perspective, it's already happened.
如果神是要做,当是已经是做了。
And so God says he's going to do it, it's as though it's already done.
感谢主呢,神给我们有这个盼望的。
And so God gives us a hope.
神给我们有这个肯定。
And God gives us this assurance.
我们大家都要将我们的事事放在神那里。
You know, we need to put our eyes on God. 我哋需要咧就去仰望神，唔好仰望呢啲周围嘅嘢。We need to be looking to God and not looking at all these circumstances.
好似喺哥罗西书第三章第二节话：你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Like in Colossians chapter 3 verse 2, it says, you need to be thinking of the things in heaven and not thinking on the earthly things. We need to dwell on the heavenly things.
我们是需要有这个盼望，因为圣经都给我们一个盼望，是吗？
Because the Bible has given us a great promise.
我们有一个大的盼望，就是耶稣就快回来。
And we've got the great, great hope that Jesus is coming back soon.
我越看这些新闻的事件，我越肯定耶稣很快回来。The more I see what's going on around us today, the more I know that Jesus is coming soon.
耶稣就来，我们要准备。And Jesus is coming, we need to be prepared.
我们星期四晚呢，我们在看哥林多前书15章这个一个星期。
In the last couple of weeks in our Thursday night Bible study, we've been looking at 1 Corinthians 13.
刚刚这个星期呢，看到耶稣回来那张那个地方，很清楚耶稣要回来。
And this week, we were looking at chapter 15, where it tells us Jesus comes back. And we've been studying it, and it's just so, so powerful.
我相信我们有这个盼望。你有没有这个盼望？
Do you have that hope today?
你有没有这个盼望？就是就算世界崩溃，就算经济失去的，你在耶稣里面有盼望。
And do you have that hope that even if the world dissolves and everything goes wild, that you still have that hope in Jesus?
我想今天那些为你私人那20,000的香港的员工呢，他回到香港很多很失望，因为他的盼望在他的工作的里面。
I think of those 20,000 Hong Kong construction workers from the Venetian that were laid off this week. They've gone home in distress if they don't have hope in Jesus.
但是我们有耶稣，就算有工无工，我们有盼望。所以不押韵，但是事实。
In Christ, whether we have a job or not, you know, we still have hope because our hope is in Him.
感谢主。第二方面呢，他仍有宽恕的机会。
The second thing we have to look at is that they still had hope for forgiveness.
他犯过错，但他还有宽恕的机会。
They committed a major sin, but there's still forgiveness for them.
我们看到呢，神是将这个盼望给他，也都告诉他很肯定有这个重要的讯息，罪可以得赦免。
And they had the hope for the future, but God still told them that sins can be forgiven.
因为这里讲的献祭，是不是？我们刚才读过的是讲到犯祭、平安祭啊。举债啊，等等。
Here it's talking about their sacrifice, giving the peace offering, the grain offering, and the wave offering unto God.
咁啊，佢系要献祭，献祭嘅意思系有乜嘢
？And why do they sacrifice?
献祭呢系要得赦免，承认自己嘅错。
And offering the sacrifice is to admit that they're wrong and to receive forgiveness.
特別佢係有獻牛啊、獻羊嘅
，especially as they offer the ox or the lamb on the altar，
佢嗰個火祭 ，and
they give the burnt offering，
係要贖罪
，it's to cleanse sin。
所以神話佢聽，你去到迦南地嘅時候咧，要獻祭。
And so God's telling them, hey, even though you've walked against me, you're against me in the 40 years in the wilderness. When you go to the promised land, make an offering and sacrifice.
要献祭，神话佢听，我要宽恕你。
And because what God's saying is, I'm forgiving you.
如果神唔会宽恕，佢唔会叫佢献祭。
If God wasn't going to forgive, He wouldn't tell them to make a sacrifice.
当佢献祭，神话宽恕赦免。
And when they made the sacrifice, God said, "Okay, it's forgiven. It's finished."
系咪？所以神俾佢呢个仍有宽恕嘅机会。
And so God's saying, "There's still hope. There's still Opportunity to receive forgiveness. 感謝主。希伯來書第十章第三節。In Hebrews chapter 10 verse 3, 呢度講，但這些祭物是叫人每年想起罪來，因為公牛和山羊的血短不能除罪。And in Hebrews chapter 10 it says, you know, but every year they'd offer this sacrifice and remind them of sin, but that the blood of bulls and lambs could not take away sin.
因為我們仍有一個最終的獻祭，就是屬我們全人類的罪。
Because God prepared the ultimate sacrifice to take away the sins of the whole world.
那個是耶穌基督。
That was Jesus Christ.
耶穌為我們死在十字架來贖我們的罪。
And Jesus died on the cross to forgive our sins.
耶穌就是最後的一個獻祭。
And Jesus was the last sacrifice.
因為聖經說，看啊，神的羔羊除去人的罪。
And God says in the Bible, look, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
所以我们仍有这个宽恕的机会，就在耶稣的里面。
And we still have this opportunity to be cleansed from sin through Jesus Christ.
可能我们做错，可能我们软弱，如果我们愿意悔改、认错，神会宽恕。
Maybe we've made a mistake. Maybe we've committed sin. Maybe we're weak. But if we're willing to humble ourselves and ask forgiveness,God will cleanse our sins.
我们愿意谦卑说，耶稣，我需要你的宽恕，神就赦免我们。
As we humble ourselves and say, Lord, I need your forgiveness, Jesus forgives us.
感谢主，神给我们这个伟大的恩典。
God gives us this grace, this mercy.
是奇妙。这里讲到平安祭啊，好多唔同類型嘅祭。Here it's talking about the peace offering, the grain offering, you know, all these different offerings. 但係感謝主，我哋而家就有耶穌做我哋嘅最後嘅祭。
But praise the Lord, we've got Jesus as our ultimate sacrifice.
我哋喺主裏邊咧。就是繼續看下去，看22節直到25節。
And let's look at verse 22 to verse 25. Numbers 15, 22 to 25.
你們有錯誤的時候，不守耶和華所曉喻摩西的這一切命令，就是耶和華藉摩西一切所吩咐你們的，自那日以至你们的世世代代，若有不行，是会众所不知道的，后来全会众就要将一只公牛犊作燔祭，并照典章把素祭和典祭一同献给耶和华为香。馨香的之祭，又獻一隻公牛，一隻公山羊作贖罪祭。祭司要為以色列全會眾贖罪，他們就必蒙赦免，因為這是錯誤。他們又因自己的錯誤，把供物，就是向耶和華的火祭和贖罪祭，一定舉到耶和華面前。
弟兄姊妹咧，這個中文咧講到錯誤，講到錯誤。如果你睇英文聖經咧，係講無知嘅錯誤。Here in English it says the sin of ignorance. In the Chinese it just says a mistake. But it's this sin of ignorance.
的意思就是说，你是不知道你做那样的是错。
And it means that you didn't know what you were doing was wrong.
你是不小心做错。
And you did it without realizing it.
你是不知不觉。
做错。You know, you didn't plan to do it. It just happened.
咁啊，我哋需要知道嘅，我哋系知错定唔知错，行错都系错。
You know, and what God's telling us is whether you know it's wrong or not, if you make a mistake, it's still a mistake.
嗱，有个例子，我揸车喺奥氹大桥80米，一落桥咧转个弯，有个雷达咧就系嗰度减速要60米，我唔知道，我一继续跑车到80米，咁啊影个相，跟住抽我牌牛角咩牛肉干系咪？哇！佢话你就系超速驾驶。
And so, you know, I'm going on the bridge from Macau to Taipan and going 80 kilometers, and I turn the corner and I pass the radar station where I'm supposed to go down to 60, and I'm still going 80 because I didn't know it was there. And they take my picture and say, "You got a ticket."
咁我落去，喂，我唔知嗰度有60米喎，我大橋出嚟80米喎，我唔知喎。
And I go and I tell him, hey, I didn't know, you know, I was going 80 down the bridge and I didn't know it was turned to 60 there. That's not fair.
警察会怎么说？你不知道，你揸车是要知道。They say, you didn't know, you're a driver, you should know.
但是我真的不知道， but I didn't know.
需不需要交费？需不需要罚款？ Do I have to pay the ticket?我唔知唔係藉口喎。Ignorance is not an excuse， 係咪？阿Tim話我聽，而家澳門女子監獄有好幾個17歲至到19歲嘅小女，係咪？16歲啊，因為販毒案坐緊監。
And Tim has told me that there are a lot of girls now in the ladies' prison, maximum security prison, 16 to 19 years old, for trafficking drugs.
或者佢真係唔知喎。Maybe they didn't know. 可能佢俾人利用。可能有啲即係唔好嘅人咧，真係話誒幫我帶過關啦。係乜嘢？唔使理你帶個手袋，你拎過關就得啦。我喺嗰邊幫你攞。
And maybe they didn't know. Maybe somebody just came up to him and said, hey, you know, take this across the border for me. Well, what is it? Don't worry about it. Just put it in your bag. Take it across the border.
真的不知道。但过关的时候海关知道。But when they cross the border, the customs agent knows. 他可不可以在海关员面前我唔知道啊！人哋叫我帶啊，我唔知係乜嘢啊！我淨係擺個手袋噶嘛，我唔知道啊，係點會喺度喎
？And if they say to the judge, "Hey, I didn't know. You know, they told me to put it in my bag. How did it get there? Well, I didn't know it was there."
法官會點講啊
？What would the judge say？ 唔知都唔係藉口。Ignorance is not an excuse。
弟兄姊妹，這個就係神嘅意思。我哋好多事会系唔知犯错
，so often times we don't know and we make a mistake。
你试过未啊？讲错嘢咧，但系自己唔知讲错嘢，得罪对方，佢嬲你。
Have you ever had where you said something and you hurt somebody's feelings and you didn't know that you hurt their feelings？
有冇试过咧？即系做一个动作，对方唔中意。
Have you ever done something, an action or something, and then somebody next to you didn't like what you did and they got mad at you for it?
是啊，有时圣经都讲呢，知应该怎样还是不行都是错的。
And the Bible says if you know what you should do and you don't do it, that is also a sin.
什么意思哦？即是我知道隔离那个人呢就是没饭开的，因为没钱的，但是我不理他，我不关心他，都是罪的。
And it says that if you know that the person next to you doesn't have any food to eat and they're starving to death and you've got a ways to help them and you don't pay any attention to them, your neglect to them is also a sin. 所以我哋人会做好多系不知不觉嘅错误。We commit mistakes. 我哋而家唔中意叫罪，系咪 ？We don't like to call them sins. 我哋叫错误。We call them mistakes. 但系我谂我每一日都会犯呢啲错误。I think almost every day I commit these mistakes. 你唔信你问我太太。If you don't believe me, ask my wife. 我好多次做呢啲错误都唔知道。哦，原来咁系错。She tells me all the time, "Oh, I shouldn't do that. I didn't know that. Oh man, I'm in trouble again." 但系感谢主。呢度话你行呢啲错误，有冇宽恕、有冇恩典嘅机会 ？Is there hope for forgiveness when we make these mistakes？ 讲咗22-25节，赎罪、献祭 ，and here is saying from 22-25, yes, there is a sacrifice, there is an offering, we can be forgiven。感谢主，我哋唔需要献祭，我哋只需要喺耶稣嘅面前认罪。因为耶稣是我们的献祭。And praise the Lord that we don't need to make these sacrifices again. We just need to confess in front of God and say, Jesus, forgive me. Because he was our ultimate sacrifice. 感谢主。小心啊，听到人家坏话，传给第二个人听。喂，你听了他那些东西。可能你都是不小心啊，就是讲些错误的东西。We need to be careful. Maybe if we start gossiping about people, we hear something about somebody and then we spread it around, we could be making the same mistake. 看26-29, look at 26-29. 以色列全会众和寄居在他们中间的外人就必蒙赦免，因为这罪是百姓不犯的。若有一个人犯罪，誤犯了罪，他就要獻一歲的母山羊作贖罪祭。那誤行的人犯罪的時候，祭司要在耶和華面前為他贖罪，他就必蒙赦免。以色列中的本地人和寄居在他們中間的外人，若不行了什么事，必归一样的条例。感谢主，不犯有宽恕。Praise the Lord that we, God has prepared sacrifice and forgiveness even when we make sins of ignorance. 耶稣已经是足够帮助我们。And Jesus is enough to cleanse us. 不过可惜呢，30-31节呢，是讲另一个的问题。But in verse 30-31, we see another problem. 有一个罪，神没办法宽恕。There is one sin that God cannot forgive. 有一个罪，没办法得赦免。There is one sin that cannot be cleansed.30-31, verse 30-31. 但那善敢行事的，无论是本地人是寄居的，他亵渎了耶和华，必从民中剪除，因他藐视耶和华的言语，违背耶和华的命令，那人总要剪除，他的罪孽要归到他身上。虽然神有怜悯有恩典，但我哋要知道有一样嘢神冇办法宽恕。And although God has mercy and grace, there is one sin that God cannot forgive. 可能我哋唔中意听，哇，唔系嘛，有个罪我冇办法得宽恕。You know, we don't like to hear that. There's a sin that God cannot forgive. 哇，好得人惊，系咩罪啊？What is it? That sounds terrible. 如果我犯呢个罪，我点算啊？ And if I commit this sin, was there hope? What's going to happen?
有一个罪, 神没办法宽恕。
There is one sin that God cannot forgive.
Fai said, murder. I said, no.
你要讲明是什么?
亵渎神的名。
And here it says clearly that it is blasphemy against God.
亵渎神,藐视神。
Here it says that it blasphemy and despising God's
他们违背神的命令,
and rejecting the command of God.
三样嘢,亵渎,藐视,违背,
blasphemy, despise, and reject.
这个是什么意思呢?
上个星期我们看到以色列人擅敢闯入去迦南地做错按自己的意思神可不可以宽恕可以 Last week we saw the children of Israel, they presumptuously went into the land of Canaan in sin. Could they be forgiven? Yes, God can forgive them.
但是一个人如果擅敢自己就是不停抗拒神的意思 不停拒绝神，我话你听，有一日有个警戒线，当你过咗嗰条线，冇得宽恕。
But you know, if you are so presumptuous in sin and rejecting God, turning away from God, turning your back on God, over and over and over and over and over again, there comes a time where you cross the line.
我就不知道那个时候是几时，但是神知。
I don't know when somebody crosses the line, but God knows.
有一个时候，人家是拒绝神的恩典，多次拒绝，多次拒绝，坚持不信，知道呢，他不会悔改。
And he rejects and he rejects and he rejects over and over that he will not repent.
不是说他想悔改,没得悔改,是他不会悔改。
It's not that he wants to repent and he can't, but that he will not repent.
我想到法老王在埃及,
I think of Pharaoh in Egypt.
摩西被多次多次的机会,但是他多次多次令到他心光硬。
But over and over and over again, Moses gave him time to repent, but over and over again, he hardened his heart.
我们要小心，将我们的心光硬化，就会有一个危险，有这个亵渎神的可能性。这个亵渎神的罪呢，耶稣都讲过。
In this sin of blasphemy, Jesus mentioned it. Turn to it in Matthew chapter 12, verse 30 to 32.
马太福音十二章三十节至三十二节。
因为耶稣都是讲这个罪。 And Jesus is talking about this sin.
三十节说，不与我相合的，就是敌我的；不同我收取的，就是分散的。所以我告诉你们，人一切的罪和亵渎的话，都可得赦免，唯独亵渎圣灵，总不得赦免。凡说话干犯人子的， 还可得赦免，唯独说话干犯圣灵的，今世来世总不得赦免。So
what is this sin of blasphemy?
所以这个亵渎圣灵是什么罪呢?
我相信亵渎圣灵的罪，神不能宽恕的罪，就是至到你死的位置都是不肯悔改认罪，你一直刚硬不信，拒绝神的恩典，神没办法宽恕。 I believe the sin of blasphemy against the Holy Spirit is that when somebody has repeatedly, even until the day that he diesrejects the grace that God is offering, refuses to humble himself and repent and receive the mercy that God has provided through Jesus Christ. As he does not believe and he goes to his death in disbelief, God has no way to forgive him. 因为他是一路拒绝神，他绝对没办法得赦免。 Because he has chosen to reject the salvation that God has offered, so God has no choice but to not forgive. 唯一神不能宽恕的罪就是不接受神的恩典的。 The only sin that God cannot forgive is rejection of the salvation that God has offered. 弟兄姊妹，你今天在这里，我想你是接受了神这个恩典，是吗？And I see that you are here this morning. That means that you've received this love that God has offered. So you 应该不用怕你犯这个罪，是吗？ And so you should not be afraid of committing this sin, right? 是吗？应该是的，感谢主。不过我不知道你的心。But I don't know your heart. 你自己先知自己心。有的人可以只回教会，不等于他接受耶稣的。Some people can come to church, it doesn't mean that they receive Christ in their heart. 有的人可以是行得似基督徒，不等于他是基督徒。Some people can live a life that looks like a Christian, it doesn't mean they are a Christian. 如果你在车房出世，你是不是一架汽车呢？ If you were born in a car garage, does that make you a car? 不等于嘛。如果你要成为基督徒，你要自己打开个心，让耶稣入到你。And if you want to become a Christian, you must open your heart and ask Jesus to come in. 要真心，神先睇到个心，我睇唔到个心。You must do it from your heart. God sees your heart. I can't see your heart. 希伯来书第十章廿六节讲 ，In Hebrews chapter 10 verse 26, it says this: 因为我们得知。知道以后若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就再没有了。 If we continue to sin, there is no sacrifice for us. 这个故意犯罪，继续拒绝神，继续拒绝神，继续拒绝神。 This continuing rejecting of God, rejecting of God, rejecting of God.所以神是给我们无数的机会，神是给无数的恩典，但如果我们继续拒绝，继续拒绝，神都没办法。 So God gives us grace and mercy unlimited, but as we continue to reject it, what else is there for God to do? 如果是我，我不如不要再拒绝，谦卑接受神的恩典。 I'd say,You know, stop rejecting it. Receive it. 你知不知道有些无信论者主义，无信论主义者呢，在病床的时候，临死的时候，都是够胆是指住天闹神。 You know that there are some atheists on their deathbed who lay on their deathbed pointing to heaven and yelling at God. 哇，好大胆！你这样神怎么怎样他即有机会？你给机会他，他都不要的。就算你给他入天堂，他在天堂都不开心。You know, even if you gave him the opportunity and said, okay, I'll forgive you, come on into heaven. You know, that guy's going to be unhappy in heaven because he doesn't want to be with God. 那个人就因为他不想跟神一起，都不会开心在天上。所以神说好，你不想入天，我就不让你入天。And so God says, okay, you don't want to come to heaven? You don't have to. You can stay away. 有个时间一定要关个门。You know, there's a time that God just has to close the door. 我寧願同天係同耶穌一齊喺天上。For me, I prefer to be in heaven with God.
跟住咧，喺三十二節咧，至到民數記十五章三十二節至到三十六節咧，有一個例子就係俾我哋睇到神好認真。
And in following in Numbers 15, verse 32 to 36, there's an instance that illustrates what God's talking about here.
有時我哋睇我哋會覺得好哇咁都得啊。
And as we look at it, we think, why? How could that happen?
我就讀俾你聽。以色列人在曠野的時候遇見一個人在安息日執柴，是不是？檢柴。遇見他檢柴的人就把他帶到摩西、亞倫並全會眾那裡，將他收到監內，因為當怎樣辦因為當怎樣辦他，還沒有指明。耶和華吩咐摩西說：總要把那人治死，全會眾要在營內用石頭把他打死。於是全會眾將他帶到營外，用石頭打死他，是照耶和華所吩咐摩西的。
啊！打死佢！They stoned him for picking up sticks。
佢為咗執柴殺死佢喎！哇，唔係嘛？牧師，你話神有恩典、有憐憫、有三個恩典，都要殺咗個人。
Pastor, you say that in this chapter there's three mercies and grace, and here they stone a guy for picking up sticks?
點解啊？弟兄姊妹，因為呢個人肯定係犯嗰個不可寬恕嘅罪。
你話執柴係不可寬恕嘅罪？Obviously, this guy has committed the sin that God cannot forgive.
You say, picking up sticks is committing a sin that God can't forgive?
你唔好睇執柴嘅問題。佢係點樣執柴？點解要執柴？
Don't look at what he did, but look at why he was doing what he did.
佢係以色列人。He's a child of Israel. 佢係曠野。He's in the wilderness. 神已經係同佢講已經有起碼兩年，呢件事幾時發生？可能五年、六年後。
And God, he was already in the wilderness for 2 years, and he knew the plan of God. And maybe this was 5-6 years after they refused to go into Canaan.
佢哋知道要守安息日，因為十戒裏邊有一條戒名要遵守安息日。
He knew that he had to not work on the Sabbath day.
起碼兩年、三年、四年，佢都知道每個安息日唔可以執柴。
And he knew for 2 years at least, maybe 3, 4, 5 years, that every Sabbath day he cannot work.
佢知嘅，佢唔係唔知嘅。He knew it's not that he didn't know.
係佢決定咗，我唔理安息日，我照執柴，照做嘢。
It's that he decided in his heart, I don't care what God said about the Sabbath day. It's the Sabbath day. I'm going to pick up sticks and make a fire anyway. I don't care about God.
是他决定了我不理神的诫命，我不遵守神的诫命。神说不得，我说得，我照做。
And he said, I don't care what God says about the Sabbath. God says no, I say yes, I'm going to do it anyway.
明白的意思啊？他心里面决定了我不睬神，我有我的做法，我有我。
He said, I don't care about God, I've got it my way, I'm going to do it my way. What you going to do about it?
神就要告诉全个以色列人听，家有家规，国有国法。
And God is telling each child of Israel,that there are rules and regulations in each family and in each country, there are laws.
以色列人的律法要遵守安息日，不遵守安息日就严重。
And in Israel, if you don't keep the Sabbath, there are consequences.
神有怜悯，有恩典，但是当我们去到某个阶段，我们拒绝神，神都无计。
God has grace and has mercy, but when we go continuing to put up a wall against God, there is no choice for God.
不好意思,
最後一個很快脆，希望啊，我話三個恩典，我哋睇咗兩個恩典。I said there are three graces. We looked at two. The first, that there is still hope. The second, that there is still forgiveness. And the third, that there is still an inner testimony, a witness.
第一個就係仍有盼將來嘅盼望，第二個仍有寬恕嘅機會，第三咧就係仍有內心嘅提醒。
我哋睇最後嗰段咧，就37-41。And look at verse 37-41.
耶和華曉如摩西說：你吩咐以色列人，叫他們世世代代在衣服邊上做穗子。又在低边到穗子上钉一根蓝细带子，你们佩戴这穗子，好叫你们看见就纪念遵行耶和华一切的命令，不随从自己的心意，眼目行邪淫，像你们素常一样，使你们纪念遵行我一切的命令，成为圣洁，归于你们的神。我是耶和华你们的神，曾把你们从埃及地带领出来，要作你们的神。我是耶和华你们的神。
这里神叫他做一个衣服的特别的装饰， and God's telling them to make a special design on their clothes. 放这个的穗子在这里， and put tassels on the end of their clothes.
这个蓝色的带子就要有个作用，是被他记得神的。
And putting this blue tassel on their clothes is going to cause them to remember, to remember God.
好像神呢就被他这个的方法呢，他一提到就想犯罪，他记得，哎呀，我是以色列人，我安息日不做得工。
It's like God is telling them when they see the blue tassel on their clothes and they remember that,It's the Sabbath day. I'm a child of Israel. I can't work.
佢係見到嗰個男子，佢就係會記得我係以色列人，我係神嘅子民，我唔可以殺人。
And they see that tassel on their shirt, and they say, "I'm a child of Israel. I cannot commit murder."
佢見到嗰個帶子，佢要記得我係要獻祭俾神。
And they see the tassel on their shirt, and they say, "I need to remember to give an offering to God."
这个神给他的方法要记得他是属神。
And this is a method that God gave them so that they could remember that they are of God.
哇，真的挺好的。你拍拖男仔有没有放你女朋友的照片在你银包里面？
Those of you who are dating a pretty girl, do you put her picture in your wallet?
No. 哦，是哦，你说得对，你放在手机那里一看就看到，是吧？
Yeah, Tim is right. He doesn't put it in his wallet. He puts it on his telephone.
一看就记得，我有 Tim 不会放他女朋友，他放他太太嘛。
He doesn't put his girlfriend. He puts his wife.
是被他记得，我是结了婚。
To remember, I am married. I can't look at other pretty girls.
是吧？Pete 都是有 cats 在这里，除了 cats 不会望第二个女仔，是吧？
Pete only has cats in his telephone.
You better put her on there, or you're in trouble.
He's not going to look at any other girls.
我的手机呢就放不到相片，所以我不用放，不过我银包有线网。
I've got Kitty in my wallet. I can't put pictures on my phone. Doesn't have that ability.
是一样的意思，我戴这个戒指，我看到这个戒指，我记得我结了婚，是提醒我。
I've got this wedding ring, it reminds me I'm married. I cannot have a heart for somebody else.
我不可以有第二个人的心。神要他在衣服里面记得，所以他一看见会纪念，会遵守。
So as they see it, they will remember and they will follow in God's path.
真的挺好的，是吧？神给他一个提醒。
This is really a mercy of God. He gives them it. 因为神知道我们是软弱。
Because God knows we're weak.
所以我建议大家呢，在你的电脑旁边呢，写着一段的经文，防止你呢，上那些色情网页。And so I suggest to you that you put some scriptures next to your computer so that you won't go on pornographic internet sites.
我建议你呢，即是在你的房间里面写一些经文标志，提醒你，你是基督徒，你不要做些不应该做的事。
And put these scriptures in your room so that it will remind you that you are a Christian so that you won't commit sin.
或者在你的电话里放一些经文，一打开个电话，你看到个经文，提醒你，
我不应该在这个地方，我要快点走。
And then put this, some scripture on your telephone, so when you turn on your telephone and you look at it, you can say, I shouldn't be in this place, I better get out of here.
但我都告诉你，神给你一个提醒，在你心里面。是叫圣灵。
But I tell you also that God has given you
why can't I think of the English word for 提醒? An inner witness in your heart. It's called the Holy Spirit.
每次你想犯罪，圣灵在你心里面会告诉你，喂，你是信耶稣哦。
And each time you go to commit sin, the Holy Spirit in your heart is going to say to you, hey, you're a Christian.
每次你係想睇一啲唔應該睇個網頁，聖靈話你聽：喂，你唔應該睇喎。
Holy Spirit in your heart says, "Hey, you shouldn't be going there."
或者聖靈會做一啲嘅嘢阻住你，但係你係唔醒覺。
And maybe the Holy Spirit will do something to hinder you so you don't do it, but you don't get the message.
我哋裏邊有聖靈，以色列人衣服有大字。
And we have the Holy Spirit in our heart. The children of Israel had a blue tassel.
我覺得聖靈好啲。
I think the Holy Spirit's a much better witness.
仍有將來的盼望，仍有寬恕的機會，仍有提醒的什麼？
仍有內心的提醒。
There is still hope for the future.There is still opportunity for forgiveness, and there is still an inner witness.
神俾我哋三個憐憫，係好寶貴。
我哋可以相信耶穌一定會帶領我哋，所以我哋可以揸住呢三個應許、呢三個憐憫，繼續為神侍奉。不過千祈唔好抗拒神嘅憐憫。
So God has given us these three blessings.That we can continue on in life following Jesus, but please don't reject the grace that God has offered.
按照神的方法做人是有福气，拒绝神的方法做人一定会失败。
As you follow the manual that God has given you, you will be blessed. If you follow your own way, you will be disaster.
一切祈祷。天父，我们多谢你，感谢你。我们今天看到你有恩典给我们，你有盼望，有宽恕，还有有内心有提醒，我们感谢赞美。求主你给我们可以真的跟从你，不要拒绝你的带领。我们要跟从到底。愿你祝福我们当中每一位。虽然我们周围面对很多动荡的事情，但我们相信依靠耶稣，你有计划，你有安排，我们可以平安。我们只要仰望主耶稣你。求你祝福我们当中每一位，让我们这个星期能够见证你的恩典，见证你的爱。多谢主，听我祷告，奉耶稣名求。
Amen. 麦祷之后散会。